You are listening to the Grease Man Show. Please turn off all vibrating electrical devices and return your pants to their full upright position. Yay!
5 Sector 3 inhabitants. It is Turbo, I tell you.
I understand. Well, here, let me spell it for you. Ha! H-A! Ba! B-A! Do! D-O! G-A! Gosh, I don't even know how to spell it. Why did you skip that one in your computer?
I'll do that. One more thing?
Yes, sir.
Would you describe what it must be like to step on a laser blaster, pin on a Federation badge, and become a galactic lawman?
All right, buddy. That's coming up.
I'll meet you in the moons of Meebzorb. Hey, the sensor ring.
It's 19 before 9.
Oh, my gosh, darling, how old are you?
I'm 25. I've got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
How can I talk to Carol Hesse? I used to be in the 5th grade with her.
You used to be in the 5th grade with Carol Hesse?
Yeah, is she real blonde?
Yes, here.
She used to live right behind me, and we used to fight.
Wait, let me get her on the phone here. Hey, okay. Hey, Carol, on the line here, I have a lady that was in the 5th grade with you who's just called up. She's on 358-1819. Do snatch up the phone, and let's have a little reunion here. Hello? Carol's on the line here.
Carol?
Hello?
Carol.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Kimberly Nanny.
Hey, I remember you.
Do you really?
Yeah, I remember you.
I've been listening to you for so long, and I thought, that is Carol. That is Carol. Your uncle lives down the street from my parents.
Which one?
I don't know. In Holiday Harbor towards the beach?
Oh, weird Uncle Harvey, huh?
I think he's your uncle. My mother
really?
Said that there's a Hesse that looks...
Well, her mother always used to say, oh, that's Uncle Harvey, you know. We don't quite know what he was, frankly. Did you two used to have milk and cookies together?
We fight.
You fought? You
were fighting through the fence? On Lakeshore Boulevard? I lived on Lakeshore Boulevard, and you lived on, what, Cedar?
Cedarwood.
Carol Hesse, this is your life. This lady's taking you back 20 years into your past.
Hey, it's great.
Yeah, well,
25 years old, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. You're the same Carol Hesse.
Yep.
69 Big Ape would like to thank the Clay County Police Department for the recovery of our big fiberglass ape stolen from WAPE's roof sometime this past weekend. On Monday afternoon at 5, you're invited to the Big Ape Studios, Highway 17 south of Orange Park, for a special remounting ceremony and welcome the Big Ape back party. To add to the festivities, we're going to pay $100 for the most unique and original sign saying, "Welcome back, Big Ape." Size is not important. The decision of the judges is final. Get to work on your sign now and see you Monday afternoon at 5 at the Big Ape.
Sure.
Number one is not a playboy, it's a penthouse, and I heard every word you said.
Oh, jeez, why don't you just leave me alone? Dennis Lott does a great service for America's down...
Great service? Hell, he keeps a lot of Eldorados and Continentals on the road.
Hey.
Look, everybody's got the right to drive. All God's children got the right to drive. And M&M Insurance insures everybody, even if they ain't got no money. Even if they ain't got nothing. Well, they got to have a $20 bill, or that's the only stipulation. That's what... Hey, what are you laughing at? It's true.
Anybody can get a $20 bill.
Yeah, well, you
that's
just...
the point I'm trying to make.
Well, it's legal, Hoyle. That's the main thing. It's legal, and these people are entitled to drive.
$20 bill and a bottle of MD Double 20.
Hey,
seem to go together for some reason.
Oh, Dennis, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I wash my hands of it. He know not what he doeth. He know not what he saith. M&M Insurance, now with 3 locations, insures everybody. Nobody's turned down, regardless of credit, regardless of driving record. As little as $20 down will buy you basically required auto insurance.
Dennis, I speak for the silent majority, baby.
Hey. I'll tell you something. You're going to be bringing that Star Chief over there. You get one more speeding ticket, he'll be the only person to insure you.
Well, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Like old Dennis. He's all right.
Yeah.
What a service he does for America.
He does. 384-8484.
It's here. The picture you've been waiting for. The picture you've been longing to see.
Kind of like Hoyle Dempsey's armpits. And babies will come on
hey,
strong.
Hey, I resemble that. I don't... That's not true.
Come on, let me check. Man, that was...
I slashed one of them five-day pads on.
5 days ago.
No, that's 7.
Man.
I was thinking, what's today?
Today is Thursday.
Thursday? Is it Valentine's?
Today's Valentine's Day.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, your wife's going to give you some trouble when you get home.
Lord have mercy.
I bet you didn't even say happy Valentine to the wench when you left her this morning, did you?
Oh, I tell you, I'm in trouble.
You didn't say nothing. You just
I'm in trouble now.
You're in big trouble.
Slapped her teeth out,
huh? Well, at least she knows you still love her. Partially cloudy today, high 65. Tomorrow, rain, high 73. Right now, it's 52 at Jacksonville's Big 8.
Disappointed in you.
Not necessarily in Hoyle Dempsey, because I expect that kind of behavior out of him, but out of you. You know, there are seminars, discussions around town right now. UNF has activities planned. The city of Jacksonville is totally committed to Black History Month. And as a radio station, the Big Ape is, of course, promoting many of these activities. And I can't believe you...
Let me tell you something.
I'm very disappointed. I just want to say that right now in front of everybody.
Well, hang on a second there, Paul. I know we
think you owe these people an apology.
Well, we do a little bit of cutting up, but we do it all in the spirit. You're edging me away from the mic.
I'm sorry.
we do it in
that's how repulsed I was.
I'll be done. Well, no, really, seriously, on a serious subject, because we get occasional comment. We do this all in the spirit of good fun, a good clean laugh. It's like, you know, what's more fun than ourselves and our idiosyncrasies? And I'll tell you something you probably didn't know. I work real close with a representative of NEL, the National Equality League.
Oh, really?
Carlisle.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better, Grease.
Carlisle Johnson is his name, and
it's all in fun.
As a matter of fact, we were going to get tonight to discuss black needs in the community.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what I'll do, just to show you my commitment. I'll bring him by your house tonight.
You're going to bring him by my house tonight?
Yeah.
Grease, make sure he parks in the back. Okay?
The first time in my life, I am blessed with the opportunity to do a commercial for chicken manure.
That's right, chicken duty. Well, Poltex fertilizer is what it is, and it's comprised of 100% organic material. Oh, yeah, the competition will try to feed you some rocks or sand filler. It's a tragedy. When you're out at the bar and you can't get far, it's a tragedy. You say, hey, buy you drinks. He says, bug off, you stink. What are you going to do? Brutal rejection. You feel alone and wimpy. It's a tragedy. Tragedy. So you say to your friend, well, I struck out again. It's a tragedy. He says, well, you got an ugly beak and lousy technique. Let me pass along my style of Mama the Gaga that's never failed me yet. Tragedy. So you try something shady in front of the room, Mark, ladies. It's a tragedy. You say, hello, my sweet. Can I show you to your seat? And they scream, eek! Get away from me, you fool! And they summon assistance. It's a tragedy. Because the bouncer's got clout and he throws you right out. It's a tragedy. You go to talk to the parson and maybe home to watch Carson. Alone again with nothing but the undies hands in your Montgomery Ward catalog to provide you with gratification.
Yeah, or maybe tonight you're up for some strange. So you grab the Spiegel catalog.
Jeez, I need a drink. Yeah.
Snow, City.
St. Mary City Police.
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, you got your squad car handy?
It's right here.
Run in there and hit that siren one time for me.
Hit it.
All right. Wake up them people in St. Mary.
Right.
All right, now fight. What are you carrying, 357?
Huh?
You got a 357 on your side, buddy?
That's it, model 18.
All right, whip that nickel plate out there and fire a couple rounds. Blah, 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 blah. Man, let me hit a glass in the phone booth shutter.
Well, I do have one thing I'd like to say.
What's that?
In addition to what I said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe that Zone 3 residents make good employees.
That's right. I believe it, too.
Problem is, every time you give them a 15-minute break, you got to retrain them.
Now, that is horrible. That is brutal. That is completely unfeeling. That was completely uncalled for. And I, for one, am thoroughly disgusted.
You look it, buddy, I think.
It's 30 minutes after 9 here, the Big Ape. I got to do something with a little dignity, Hoyle, please.
Right.
Allow me...
Hold me back off. Is that it?
Well, yes, rather bluntly put, yes, but a man's paying good money for his commercial. I got to do a live commercial, so please let me have 60 seconds. Yes, now, you can buy Poltex chicken manure.
Wait a minute! You want me to back off and give you some damn dignity and you up here selling chicken poop?
Chicken poop, that's right. It's a bag of chicken poop. Yeah.
I don't believe it.
It makes your lawn grow. It's called Poltex and there's a special sale.
Lord!
Chicken manure, Hoyle. It's great for your lawn. Your lawn loves to eat chicken poop.
My lawn's a pervert.
No, your lawn will be greener, lusher when you buy Poltex chicken poop. It's 100% organic. Now, a lot of these fertilizers you get, they got rocks in there and sand in there. Give it a little bulk. Well, Poltex is 100% organic. A lot of chicken poop in there. I mean,
you rocks in with a dew, huh?
No,
these people don't do that.
No, these people don't do that. These people are 100% organic, and boy, is there a lot of...
You be honest to goodness, chicken manure.
Yeah, honest to goodness. I mean, they have a barn with a whole bunch of chickens in there and a guy with a whistle. And when he blows the whistle, all the chickens make a poop in these teeny tiny little toilets. You see, they have little ones. And then there's guys with little teeny tiny pieces of toilet paper, and they wipe the teeny tiny chicken behind these, and then they fit it in the bag. You see?
It's true. I mean, everybody thinks this is a joke commercial, but it's on sale this weekend at Kmart and Hall's Nurseries in a big yellow bag. How appropriate color.
Idiot.
Well, you know, they were thinking about whether or not they should wipe them with teeny tiny pieces of squares of toilet paper or Q-tips, and they figured the toilet paper would be better. But anyway, I don't want to go into the logistics of it.
Ask the chicken. I might like the Q-tips better.
Yeah, well, they had a tragic thing happen the other day. Little Chucky Clucky, one of the main...
Chucky Clucky, huh?
Chucky Clucky, one of the main chicken providers. He was slightly constipated, and they had to get this teeny-tiny little X-lax and put it in his teeny-tiny little mouth so he could make a poop for the Poltec chicken manure. Well, they had to give him a teeny-tiny little animal. His teeny-tiny little animal. Oh, God. Poltec chicken manure. Buy some this weekend. Well, that's not chicken, but it's fertilizer for your lawn, but there's chicken manure in it. At Kmart and Hall's Nursery.
Hi, I'm Pat Summerall to tell you about a dream that'll build a house of love.
Ever since we were in
Big 8, but...
Hey, looks good, sunshine, and you had a pretty good weekend. Managed to cut down a Yankee over the weekend. Yeah, I was standing on the street corner minding my own business when a Yankee walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, can you tell us the way to Disney World?" I just looked him right in the eye. I said, "Yankee scum!" And I spat on his shoes, a big, loppy, wild red man, speckled his white skews. And he looked at me and said, "What did you do that for?" I said, "You're a Yankee, ain't ya?" He said, "Well, yes, we're from the North, but I hardly see any reason for hostility." I said, "You see no reason for hostility?" And I had a cassette player with me with Dixie recorded on it. I turned it on there. I said, "Let me tell you something, boy. You see that factory over there belching smoke?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "That's a bunch of Yankees come down here to take advantage of Florida sunshine and pollute our air." I said, "You see this rot that I'm drinking?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, that's made by Yankee scum who said it's illegal for my daddy to make God's own brew in the backyard, so now I gotta buy this." I said, "You see the beach over there?" He said, "No, I don't. The condominiums are in the way." I said, "That's right, condominiums, to house Yankee scum like you who make all their money up north and then come down here and glom off of our good weather and sunshine." I said, "You see that black man lying in the gutter over there?" He said, "Yes, how tragic." I said, "Tragic? It's your fault. That man comes from a long line of stable masters who used to wear tuxedos and white gloves and take care of my great-granddaddy's horses. And now look at the man lying there in the gutter. You call that freedom? You call that progress? I call it Yankee scum! And you're no more better than the Yankees that come down here 100 years ago. So I'm going to tell you how to get to Disney World. I tell you to go straight to hell!" He said, "Would you spit on my shoes again, please?"
69 Big 8.
There was a Zone 3 resident scooped up by the Martians, or at least he claims he was. Yeah, well, you know, you always read in the Inquirer magazine how they're always grabbing somebody. You know, and the Martians supposedly come down on some farm road in Iowa, grab a farmer off his tractor, and they take him up and analyze him and turn him loose. Well, you never hear about him grabbing a Zone 3 resident. Well, supposedly it happened. I can just imagine what the Martians must have said as they had that poor, unfortunate gentleman on the table as they were completing their analysis of him.
Me.
They probably beamed him up and tied him down. And with their grotesque heads, they looked down upon his trembling countenance. The autopsy probably went like this.
Subject 1, Earth specimen. Subject shows tremendously reflective eyeballs. Bubble thermometer reading 97%. Brain activity non-existent. Teeth perfect. Subject showing profuse perspiration. We are having trouble continuing our inspection. Unable to decipher subject speech pattern. Boom shaky lackey. Will not compute. Substance on breath diagnosed. Alcohol compound. Earth name MD-2020. Similar in composition to cosmic cocktail tools on the moons of Mevesorp. Subject continues to refer to us as green-headed honky. When questioned as to amount and location of offspring, could not compute. Subject was stripped. Contents of pockets. Tickets from canine races. Food purchasing coupons. Autographed picture. Mom's mainly. Disposition of subject. He stole our wallets and beamed himself down.
And through the paper, what struck you?
Three new astronauts joined the space shuttle flight team.
Oh, yeah, page A8 of the paper this morning is a picture of the three new astronauts. Well, what about them?
Two are Zone 3 residents.
Oh, Hoyle, I think that's wonderful. America is finally coming about to realize that a man's color in outer space means nothing.
Can you imagine if for a few years they send those guys out to, say, Venus or someplace?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would take months, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine being this feller on the right?
Oh, the white man.
Out there with them two Zone 3 residents for 8 months.
Hey, yo, Hoyle!
He'd be calling Mission Control. Help!
Oh, come on!
Alien.
The alien. It was great. Yeah, I remember.
I got a new slogan now.
What was that?
If this comes about, if they're out in space...
Mm-hmm.
In space... You can hear the slogan of the movie.
Uh-huh.
In space, no one can hear you boom shakalak.
Hello, you want to speak to, Hoyle Dempsey?
Hey, tell him I got some words for him.
Oh, well, he just stepped out of the room. I'll tell him. What did you want to tell him?
Tell him that we are fixing to have AROZ3R meeting, and he's at the top of our list. I hear all them slangs he be saying about.
Wait a minute. AROZ3R meeting, what is that?
Hey, that's our annual reunion of Zone 3 residents.
Really?
We've got his name at the top of the list. We've been checking it boy out for the last few weeks, and we got his number.
And I think he should. I mean, the disrespect he shows for a proud and courageous people, I find appalling.
I'm telling you, he got his number. His day's coming.
All right. Well, tell you what, just to show our disgust, let's give a couple of boom shakalakas. Let me hear a few. Boom shakalaka. Come on now.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka.
Boom. Hey, how about this?
That was great. She tell you Polish jokes, you agitate the whole community, and then you just leave me. I end up in here answering the complaints, apologizing to everybody, trying to put together the shambles of a show that you come in here with a flip of your hand, you wreck everything.
And you whimper all the way to the bank.
We are gathered here this afternoon to join this roof with this ape.
The 69 Big Ape remounting ceremony is this afternoon at 5.
Oh, geez, 11 after 9 at the Big Ape with the grease man and the... The great dim scene. All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, good riddle. All right.
Later. Here
you go. This is what do you get if you combine one of them kind of jokes?
All right, go ahead.
Ain't a joke, really. It's probably true. What do you get if you mix one of them, I got one of them Eskimos. I was going to say Alaskan, but that wouldn't have been as funny.
No, it's got to be.
Some of them people are regular, you know.
You're right. Some of them people are regular Americans. Huh?
They look normal, you know. What do you get if you combine an Eskimo and a fan?
A fan.
And a Zone 3 resident.
All right, let me see if I got this straight. What do you get if you combine an Eskimo, a fan, and a Zone 3 resident?
I tell you, you give up?
Yeah, I give up.
A snowblower that don't work.
Hey, is that you, Brenda?
Me. How you doing?
Oh, God. A lot better now that you've called.
Huh?
A lot better now that you've called.
Oh, thank you.
How do you feel?
Not so good.
What's the matter?
Oh, I just took my husband up to go away for a while.
How long?
A month.
Oh, God. You know what that means, don't you?
What?
It means we have a month to enjoy ecstasy.
What?
Are you ready?
Yeah, just so.
You finally ready for a dalliance? Huh?
What?
I mean, nothing, no commitments, no ties, no strings. I might get you to stop rattling the pots and pans, but other than that, I will make no demands.
I have to do something. I can't just sit here by myself. I'll go nuts.
For crying out loud, Brenda, please. What do you say we, hop of the Gaga. Do you think you can handle it, or would the guilt be too much?
Oh, right now, probably a little too much to handle.
I understand. But maybe...
Week.
Wait till he takes one of those 6-month sojourns.
Yes, that's the spot we need.
Oh, yeah. You'll get tired of the AIDS from Everetti. They identify with that. That was great. Well, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but I used to be a fireman for many years. Oh, yeah, I was a smoke eater until I was fired in disgrace. Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. You see, I'd been a fireman for 6 years, and I had reached that stage where I'd become unafraid. It happens. After a while, you get confident. You get cocky. Sometimes you get cocky duty. And I'd show up at the fire, and I'd take command. My red light flashing, my siren wailing, I'd give orders. I'd direct men with lengths of hoses. I'd climb to the top of teetering buildings. I'd walk along ledges without so much a bat of an eye. I'd carry
invalids out of the flames. I did everything here. Until one day I did the one thing you can't do and survive as a fireman. I made a mistake. Oh, God! Well, it was a big fire at a school. There were 3,000 grade school students enrolled. It started out in the boiler room. There were sprinklers that automatically turned on. An alarm system that automatically called us. I showed up at the scene. I was second in command. The chief said, we better evacuate the building. I said, no need, chief, no need. He said, what? I said, look, I've seen this kind of fire. I can tell by the smell of the smoke that it's not going to spread. I would stake my reputation on it. We can fight it, and the kids don't have to miss their midterms. The kids won't have to make up the time. The kids won't have to come in on their summer vacation. He said, but don't you think we ought to evacuate the building as kind of a precaution in case the fire spreads? I said, look, I've seen a million of these fires. It ain't going to spread, all right? He said, well, all right. I said, I'm going in to supervise. So I went in as the guys were spraying down the fire. They said, hey, it's getting a little out of hand. I said, just spray it down, no problem. They said, but it's getting out of hand. The flames leaped at us. There was an explosion. The flames crept to the floor above. I heard the wails of little children. I said, oh, my God. I ran up the stairs, and sure enough, the fire had spread. It caught the blackboard on fire. The students were running in panic in the hallway. I said, all right, nobody panic. Nobody panic. I've got an idea. I've got a plan that'll get you all out. And we ran up to the roof. And they took the hook and ladder, the one lousy hook and ladder we had in the department, and they raised the ladder to the roof. And one by one, I picked up those tender little 8-year-old kids, and I set them on the ladder, and they made their slow way down. Great, I thought. Only 2,999 to go! But the flames kept licking up at us. I could see them coming through the entrance door to the roof. I knew there wouldn't be time! I had gotten 5 kids down the ladder when the roof became engulfed in flames. I could smell searing flesh. I could hear the howls of children snuffed before they'd gotten through their first box of Crayolas. I knew what I had to do. I ran down the ladder myself to save my own life! I left them there, their little hands reaching out to me as I barreled cowardly down the ladder to safety of the ground below. The chief came running over. He said, you said the fire wouldn't get out of hand. You said there'd be no need to evacuate. You said the kids would be all right. You said everything would be all right. And now look what you've done. He said, I guess you know what this means, don't you? I said, yeah, chief, I do. I guess it means I'll be working Christmas Day this year. He's there in the prime of life taken from us. His last wishes were honored. They had a wake for him. He said he was half Irish, so everybody got drunk and had a good party, so I guess that's nice. Of course, I don't want him to do that to me. Anything happens to me, I want sadness. I don't want nobody drinking my good booze when I'm lying there stiff in the box. I want people whimpering. I have specified in my will that if I should die before my time, I want to be laid in state. I want all my close friends there, and I have a projector with my baby pictures in it, and I want them to flash my baby pictures on the wall so everybody will whimper and moan. Oh, and I can't believe he's gone! And then I want real tragic music playing, and I want all my trophies and awards on the wall. I want my next of kin there wailing and weeping, generating sympathy. And I pre-recorded a tape to be played so that I can be speaking after the dead. I have a little speaker inside the casket, and I want to say, hello. This is the great man, speaking from beyond. You said to my death, I got. Because the only thing we do up here in heaven, is sit around and drink beer. Is that what you really think, buddy?
That's what it said in the paper.
Hey, yeah. They didn't say for sure.
Here, I felt so sorry for y'all and was looking everywhere for your gorilla, and then I read that.
Wait.
Emotional stunt.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. It wasn't a promotional stunt. It really was stolen. It was stolen sometime over the weekend, and we just didn't notice it. You know how you get used to coming into work, and the same things are always there?
I understand that, but where did they ever get at that it was a promotional stunt then?
Well,
why'd the paper publish that for?
Well, they didn't say it was. They said it might have been. They didn't say it was.
They also banned you from doing their stuff for a month, too, didn't they?
No, they didn't. That was just a joke the guy wrote in there. Yeah, no, it wasn't a publicity stunt. I mean, it's true, we did get a lot of ink on it, as they say.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we didn't steal it ourselves and throw it in the ditch in Ortega. No. We don't operate that way. We're a little more classy than that. We hired somebody to throw in the ditch in Ortega. No, it was not a publicity stunt. It was not.
It just happened, and we got it back, and we're very thankful. We thank Christ in his infinite mercy for seeing that we got our ape back.
Okay, I just wanted to call and ask you about that. I understand that.
Oh, I understand you now.
Okay, we'll see you later, Grease.
All right, and I really cross my heart and hope that we come incontinent.
Sure, everybody. I mean, and that's the way it is in America. Everybody is entitled to insurance, regardless of the narrow-minded ways of my ex-brother-in-law. No one should be allowed the privilege of driving. And if it's insurance that's keeping you off the road, well, you see Dennis a lot in the crew at M&M, because they don't worry about nothing. You walk in there, don't matter your background, your driving record, your credit.
About 9 minutes before nine here at the Big Ape with the grease man. I'll probably go to the beach today. Yeah, huh? I'm one of those people that loves to go to the beach on a rainy day. Yeah, the beach is empty. Just the sound of the sea pounding the loneliness out of my heart. I watch the birds as they dart to and fro, and on a rainy day at the beach was when I met her. The rain was cascading against my brow, my Brill Cream and Grecian Formula 16 swirling down the back of my neck when I saw someone walking ahead. It was a young lady, a beautiful young woman. We both stopped and smiled. She said, "I don't normally see anyone out here walking on the beach on a rainy day." I said, "Neither do I. I guess we're both that kind of person." She said, "You want to walk with me for a while?" I said, "I'd love to." Before I knew what was happening, we were holding hands. We were walking toward her beachfront home. We were in the shower, the hot water stinging the cold out of our bones, and then, yes, and then, we tippy-toed the magic mile to ecstasy. And when it was over, I was babbling with enthusiasm about how happy I was that I had made contact with someone who had my same interests, but she just put her fingers across my lips and said, "No, don't. Don't make plans for us, for you see, I can make no plans. I'm dying."
I said, "Dying?" She said, "Yes, I have a disease." I said, "What disease?" She said, "I don't know. I can't even pronounce it. The doctors told me I have maybe 3 weeks, maybe a month and a half at the most." I said, "Oh, God." Well, I vowed to go over there every day, and I did every day. When I got off the air, I ran over there with flowers and bouquets until that one day I ran over there and rescue was outside of her place. I stood there in front of her place. I dropped my flowers that I brought for her. I screamed, "No!" And then the rescue guys brought her out with a sheet over her, on a stretcher. I couldn't believe it. I did one of those things that people do in times of great tragedy like that. I refused to admit that she was God. I ran up. I said, "Leave her alone!" I snatched her off the stretcher, and I started running with her lifeless body flapping in the breeze. I had four rescue guys chasing me. I ran so fast that I tripped. The cadaver hit the ground and slid down the sewer. Sploosh! Yeah. One of the rescue guys slapped me. He said, "What'd you throw down a sewer for?" I said, "I loved her. I loved her." He said, "Well, at least you couldn't have her cremated."
Right.
Thank you. Wait a minute. That
wasn't
no introduction.
Well, it's the best I can do on short notice.
That was rude and it was crude.
Hey.
It didn't smell bad, though. What was that?
You want some? I got some left over here.
Would, because she's an ebony beauty.
Does she know how you look?
Well, no, she ain't never seen me.
That Junior Samples is your tailor?
Hey.
All right. The Terry Parker High School Keep Club's annual Sweetheart Dance will be held Saturday to benefit the local March of Dimes and the Arlington Women's Club.
Tallman, yes, sir. Yes. Yeah, no. Yesterday I hurt my back a little bit, pumping a little iron. But I don't worry about that when my Tallman's in action, because it's good therapy. You realize a swimming pool is good for strengthening them back muscles?
You know, after you had Miss March 1980 in there from Playboy, I didn't think you'd ever clean that pool again.
Well, frankly, the water that surrounded her was so sweet. I tell you what, you jump in my Tallman pool, take a mouthful and swallow it.
Uh-huh.
And that is the very water that Miss March was in.
I don't even want to think about it. Dempsey hasn't been in there since.
Was. And he was standing real still, too. Made me, I think he ruined the play. But anyway, the Tallman pool is great. I keep mine in action all year round. So that first 95-degree day, buddy, I'm going to be in there, floating around with a big old beer in my hand, a fresh cigar locked between my teeth in one of them floating chairs, TV set on my belly. I mean, I'm in hog heaven. So call now, because, you know, the second the weather really gets up in the 70s and 80s regular, everybody and his brother be calling Tallman pool, so you might want to get in ahead of the
back. So call Tallman and get the bet.
Grease, why does Hoyle always have to jump in the pool after he's had about 4 or 5 beers?
Uh-huh.
I know. I hate to sing good.
All right, now on the way to school.
Your four?
All male heroes.
Heroes?
Yes.
Oh, you mean your children?
My 3 children, yes, and my husband.
Really? So that means you're alone now?
Yes, but no, what I want to do is I want to say hello to them.
You want to say hello to them? I thought you were calling so that you and I can set up a rendezvous, eh? You want to say hello to them? How dull.
Set up a rendezvous anyway, so what are you talking about?
I sure would. Oh. You say the word, I'll be there in a New York minute, darling, singing to-da-do-da-do-da. I know that's Irish and you're English, but what the hell? Y'all talk funny, so what's the difference, right?
No, you're the foreigners, not us. You're the ones that talk funny.
I talk funny. I ain't got no accent. You're the one with the accent, daughter.
You ain't got no accent.
Are you making fun of me?
No, that's... You say, are you taking the mickey out of me?
Taking the what?
You say, are you taking the mickey out of me?
Taking the mickey out of me? That means what? Making fun of... Oh, God, figures that'd be how you say making fun of somebody over in England. Don't talk to me about your English ways, darling. The lawmen over in England don't even carry guns. I mean, if somebody over in England is a fleeing felon, they can't gun them down like we do here in the land of the red, white, and blue. Uh-uh. They say, you there, do me a sport and stop, would you? And if the fool keeps running, they throw hot cross buns at him.
The foot of heck.
That's here, that's right now. It's about 6 before 8 at the Big Ape of the Grease Man.
You just hear they're doing a new program. Here, get this now. Let me see. Yeah, every Thursday they do a different kind of food from across the world there. Supposedly teaches other children are important and to be respected even though they're different. So they serve them food from other nations. Give me a break. Yeah. Hell, I remember 25 years ago going to school, we ate slop. Yeah, whatever they served us, we didn't care what the Ruskies were eating or the Swedes or nobody. We just ate our grits and we shut our faces. And we grew up strong and proud and true to be the backbone of the country. Nowadays, they're feeding them international foods. On TV, no more Three Stooges. That's supposedly bad for you. You can't watch the Three Stooges or Popeye anymore. Gotta be Sesame Street or the Electric Company. Yeah. And yet, with all of this coddling, kids are growing up more maggoty than ever before. I say, let's bring back the slop in the Three Stooges. Partly cloudy, high 78. So, just please, Hoyle, relax, s'il vous plaît, and you'll get your sunshine. Geez, you've been on my back the last couple of days. You're driving me nuts. I know what it is. You're trying to drive me crazy so you can move in and grab the 600 G's, right, buddy?
Oh, huh? Greece, huh? That's the last thing on my mind.
Come on. Everybody's talking. Yeah, everywhere.
I want to hear with that jacket.
Everywhere I go, people keep saying, hey, what's Hoyle Dempsey like? I mean, is it real? What's Hoyle Dempsey like? You're making me sick, Hoyle. I see your plan, and it's not going to work, all right?
600G, now let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you investing that money? Are you putting that money in something worthwhile, buddy?
Well, no.
Or are you blowing it all?
I'm blowing it all.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
25 after 9 at the Big Ape. Oh, she's 63 right now at Jacksonville's Big Ape. Hey, thank God I have a clean slate tomorrow.
Thank God for Jacques Daniel.
Thank God for Jacques Daniel. And a 5-year contract. Yeah! That enables occasional coasting. Yeah. Oh, God. Nice to get away from the pressure and fish. And I was out there, I had some minnows, I was fishing up a storm, and I wasn't catching much, and I'm walking along the fishing area, and there's this guy standing there with a whole big string of fish. I say to the guy, hey, buddy, what are you using for bait? He said, well, I'm cheating a little bit, I'm a doctor, and yesterday I had an emergency appendectomy, and I'm using the appendix for bait. And the guy said, wow, looks like it's working. Well, he walks on, and I come upon this other guy, fishing. And I said, hey, buddy, I can't catch a damn thing with these minnows. What are you using for bait? And he said, well, I'm cheating a little bit. I'm a surgeon. Yesterday I did a tonsillectomy. I'm using the tonsils for bait. And I said, whoa, and he had a long string of fish here. So I can walk along. And there's this other guy standing there. I mean, a string of fish like you. I mean, he had fish coming out of the gazettes. And I say to him, hey, doc, yeah, that's your secret, isn't it? You're a doctor, aren't you? He said, well, not really. Really, I'm a rabbi.
WQIK.
It's a holiday season to one and all.
Borrow my drum.
Finger in the socket.
The Grease Man.
Hey, buddy. Kind of a funny day. We're all chuckling about it.
Yeah, my man.
What do you say, Roy? You want an Egg McMuffin along with Robbie?
All right.
Okay. Maybe I can season it with my own special sauce.
Hey!
I'm just kidding. Hey, just kidding. I mean, after all, I got my fashion designer Theo sucker on today.
Oh, you're looking good, baby.
Yeah, he is. You know, just part of my Christmas spirit. All right, enough of this lollygagging.
Morning, man. They got a headline here, and I don't know. It seems to me that Reagan might want to dispute this.
Well, no, he doesn't.
He might want to go along with it.
I got a buddy in there. I got a buddy in D.C. says he saw him do it. Yeah.
Okay, well.
Take any changes, Lex.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what it says. It says Reagan taps black woman in black and white. That's what
That's
it says right there.
Well, it's true.
There ain't no...
It's true. It's actually happened yesterday in D.C., buddy.
Oh, hold on. They talking about his damn cabinet.
Of course.
What about this tune you're hearing?
Mobile unit waiting on you.
Yay!
Hey, with our ground invisibility, I mean down to the ground. If I was in an airplane right now, I'd be in bad shape. I'd have to go somewhere else. Can't even see visibility down to a 16th of a mile in some areas. So if you're driving in, beware. We don't have any reports of any major accidents or in public.
There.
You might, Freddie. Nah, Freddie wouldn't do it. I thought they might take you in the back and let you try it out if you, you know, somebody. Not just any Leroy could go in there and try it out.
Because, you know, I...
Then, you know, some doctor come by it and get offended.
Find a big piece of salami stuck in there.
Yeah, or a watermelon seed.
Yeah, you know, somebody big old lips drooling on that thing.
Well, it don't mean nothing. You know, they try out everything else. I never thought about the harmonicas.
Yeah.
I don't believe they do. You know, I'm probably costing them more than I'm making them now. If I won't sell another damn harmonica for 3 years. Send them back, Freddie. Just ship them all back. Don't break the cases on them.
Well, I just wondered.
Thank you, Greasy.
I just wondered.
Just because I didn't hire you to help me, you waited till the last day and just blew it. That's my mama, my uncle, everybody.
Well.
And you waited till the last day. Now, I don't have a chance to redo it.
Well, they can't cancel, can they?
They can't cancel.
No, I just wondered, just offhandedly.
No, I know. We didn't mean that.
No, what do you
mean? No, that is, I don't really, all kidding aside, I don't believe you can try them out. I can't be sure because I don't really know, but I don't. Think it'd be practical to be trying out harmonicas like underwear. You go try on a pair and make sure they fit. If they don't fit, give it back to them. If you do, let me know where it is so I don't go.
I just want to... We ought to send the 60-minute news team in there.
That's to let somebody try it.
Get Mike Wallace in there and say, I'd like a try a harmonica, please.
Right.
And then if they handle the harmonica and he just blows in that thing with a big cold and everything and honks on it and drools on it, and he says, well, no, thank you. Maybe some other time. And they put it back in the display case.
Got a big story.
Then we got a big story. But
you got that right.
Could be they probably wrap them in gauze pads.
Well, they might steam them, too.
They might steam them or wrap them in gauze.
They got a microwave oven, and I've never seen them eating. I bet that's what they do. They burn them little germs off.
Either that, I know what they do.
What?
They put alcohol on it, probably.
Afterwards.
You know, like they do with the breathing dummies.
Right.
They probably put out, swab it in alcohol.
So when y'all buy them harmonicas, sniff them first.
Oh, God, Robbie.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to sniff one of them things.
They pay $60 for that.
$60 for that spot. Well,
that ain't bad.
They got their money's worth.
That's right.
All right, well, you be down there after your shift picking out the salami with a toothpick?
Yeah, I'm going to get a sample and play it.
All right, buddy.
All right.
See you later. 21 minutes before 8 here at the Big 8, where we like to serve our clients to the utmost.
Yeah! Somebody somewhere.
Oh, you've done it!
Yay! That's great. That's R2D2CP3O and Sleigh Ride. About 12 minutes after 9.
Okay.
If I have to.
Okay.
I just hope the building doesn't catch fire and I have to run outside.
Oh, but that's okay, Griffin, because I could use the water from the enema that I'd be giving you.
I just can't win with women. Ann Landers would never believe it.
And tan is grand.
Uh-huh.
But white is the color of the big boss man.
Hey, that's great in a bathroom.
I just read it on the wall, you know, while I was doing my business. And
black is beautiful, tan is grand, but white is the color of the big boss man.
Yay, yay, what you gonna do about that? That's what I hear. I don't know. Look here, traffic-wise, there's a tremendous amount of Yankees going through Greece, man. I know there's people listening to you right now that's never heard you. They're coming down, I guess, for Christmas. I got a truck, a Scottsdale's diesel. It's got 5 tons put in the back of a half-ton truck, and they got a dog in the front, a couple of fat Yankees. They're driving through town, you know. The truck's all dirty. You can tell they've been through the snow. But there's a bunch of them. I've lived here a long time. They come funneling through. Jacksonville's like a funneling point to the rest of the state. And we are definitely ODing on Yankees, but I heard you invite write them down yesterday, so we're not going to jack with them.
Well, I guess not, but...
Holidays, they welcome on holidays.
Most of them are passing through anyway.
They're passing through. They don't stop and just keep moving, because all the lights are green in Jacksonville, so we don't mind if they pass through. Our sponsor this time, first off,
I'll be looking for you. I got your favorite lady here, so you better pull over to the side of the road so nothing gets in the way of the steering wheel. 6 before 8 is a big egg.
What'd he say? Just play with the grapes.
No, he said the only kind of white Christmas we're going to get around here is a plate full of grits, buddy.
That's right, Jack.
But we can dream, can't we, Robbie?
That's
we can
right.
Think
it
about...
If it wasn't for dreamers, we'd all go bananas.
That's right, and that's why...
Let your mind wander.
That's why Robbie and I would like to sing this song to get everybody in the spirit of Christmas. Here we go, Robbie.
All right.
Outside it's cozy, and comfy, and cozy we'll be.
Word.
We'll cuddle up together like the bearings of a feather will be. Our cheeks are nice and rosy, and we'll stub our toesies, you see. We'll go outside and blow our noses, and we'll be rosy with me. Ugga-bull, play in the snow. We're having a wonderland of dough.
Yep, 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 yep.
Let's play. Okay, okay. How come I don't remember the words?
I don't know. No, no.
Nice and cozy and comfy and cozy we'll be. Wait 5 minutes. I got to go back inside and take a piece. We'll go a caroling, singing in a bing, 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 and wing, bing. Hop-a-doo-ga, ha-ha, ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Oh, jeez, we're no good with that. Poof!
Oh, we screwed that one up. Funny, you want next time, like Jingle Bells or something simple.
Yeah, I don't think I have Jingle Bells.
Let's see, we did Dashing Through the Snow yesterday.
We did?
It come upon a midnight star, that's too slow.
Yeah.
I don't like sad songs.
All right, well,
all the time. Oh, okay, all right, well, I believe you. I just wonder how you would have sounded as a child. We all know how you sound as an adult, but please, for the benefit of the listeners, would you please repeat after me? Mommy, Mommy, I gotta make a duty.
Mommy, Mommy,
I think I got a load in my daddy. Mommy, I'm done. Come wipe me.
Sounds a little colicky to me. 11 minutes after 9, you're riding tall in the saddle with Uncle Greasy. And Jacksonville's Big 8.
Fifteen minutes after 9 at the Big 8. Uncle Greasy staring into the fog and thinking about one thing. Passion. Passion. My knees are getting weak. I'm swaying. I feel vertigo coming on.
Somebody somewhere.
What the hell's he doing?
What, the belcher?
Yeah.
You didn't like that?
What the hell's he doing?
He's belching while he's talking.
That's disgusting.
That's funny.
That's disgusting.
He's one of the biggest stars of Jacksonville.
What's that? One of the biggest stars of Jacksonville.
Yeah, that guy can make complete sentences formed by one...
That's what you do down here for entertainment? Sit around and belch at each other? I can't believe it.
Well, we always thought it was funny. Sometimes we'll...
Not real, you know that?
Sometimes we'll break wind and...
Break... What's that?
Sometimes we'll break wind at each other.
I can't believe this. They don't say nothing to you about talking on the radio like this?
Well, wait a minute, buddy. Now, wait a minute. You mean you'd rather not hear it on the radio, yet you've been listening all morning long?
That's because my brother told me to. He went to work. He got me up. I can't believe he got me up at 6 o'clock in the morning to, listen to this.
Now, listen to windbreaking and belching.
I can't believe it.
Racial hatred?
I can't believe it.
You love it, though, don't you? Admit it! Say, Greaseman, I love it, and I hope you will belch in my face.
Come
on. Buddy, I tell you what. Just let me belch in your face one time, and you'll feel a lot better.
Belch in my face.
In your face, is that okay?
Well, I go for that fight word.
All right, let me belch in your face and see if you don't feel better. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm deeply. 2, 3.
When you travel,
I was down the hallway, and I hear that record start, and right away I start to giggling, knowing that the only time that this jockey plays Hey Jude 7 minutes and 10 seconds is when he's got some hanky panky. Oh, you mean when I got... Yeah, exactly. So I wait a discreet amount of time. I waited 6.5 minutes, figuring you'd be about done. I come walking in, and you ain't got nobody in here. You wasted that record. You played it.
Hey, wrong. Wrong. Did not waste that record. I knew you think because there was not a woman in here that I had wasted a long record like Hey Jude.
Yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't.
What do you mean you didn't?
Look at this. New January issue of National Geographic just come in this morning.
Hi, Casey Kasem here to remind you that over the next 2 weeks, we'll be counting down the 100 biggest hits of 1980. This week, we'll start with number 100 and go to number 51. And the week after, it'll be number 50 to number 1. The 100 biggest songs of the year, coming up on American Top 40.
And you've got your chance to win the entire show on cassette. This is John Leader. If you can tell us what songs were number 100, number 90, number 80, number 70, number 60, number 50, number 40, number 30, number 20, number 10, and number 1. The top 100 hits of 1980 are all yours. It's all coming up on a special end-of-the-year American Top 40 from 690 WAPE.
Feel free to dial 358-1818 if you can't be with the family. Perhaps we can extend your joyous wishes through the miracle of radio. So feel free to dial it if you're working or in other ways, boar hog for the holiday. Hello?
Uncle Gravy.
Yeah.
You are neglecting your big majority. All us big ghouls out here.
All you big who?
Us ghouls.
Ghouls?
Yes.
Well, how? What do you mean?
Rotten tooth rednecks out here.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas to all y'all rotten tooth rednecks.
Well, what happened to our redneck national anthem?
I don't know. It's Christmas Day.
Gee whiz, come on, we missed it.
All right.
Wait.
Wait a minute now.
Wait. Poor old redneck sitting here listening. You're throwing all that sophisticated stuff at us. Thee, thou, either or, neither nor. Us poor old redneck sitting here just listening.
All right, I'll do something brutal for you, okay?
Oh, do it.
Tell you what, I'll make Michael Jackson scream wee for you. Would you like that?
No, I'd like the redneck.
Redneck national anthem. Okay,
Come on.
All right, Jace. All right, I'll try to do it for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, bye-bye. Here it is, the most blessed of days. They want the redneck national anthem? I don't know. Somehow it's not fitting. I mean, don't you feel the presence in the air, the little tingle of the magnitude of this day? I don't know. I don't know. I got mistletoe galore, lots of presents on the floor. I like Christmas, and I have a hard time, you know. I mean, baby Jesus came our way. There'll be no butt kicking here today because it's Christmas. We gotta conduct ourselves properly. I mean, I will break no wind, no smutter. Just gonna sit around feeding my gut because it's Christmas. And it's time to hug and cuddle everybody.
I've been holding that so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you.
Because it's Christmas, and everything is just so joyous. Oh, my Christmas tree is pretty dinky, but at least I got a brand new slinky. Because it's Christmas, and I feel so alive. Let us dream of pretty snow. Do not play that piccolo, because it's Christmas. I mean, give it a rest for crying out loud. It's time to embrace our fellow man. Make no brackish noises on the can, because it's Christmas. And when they say make a joyful noise, ain't talking about that. Yes,
probably the most tender redneck national anthem I've ever done, but what the hey? I mean, come on, there are certain things that must give us pause. We must occasionally reflect. 8 minutes after eight, and Merry Christmas from everybody at the Big Eight. Feeling the spirit of Christmas coursing through my veins. And if Hill is over at Southside Ford, too, I want to say Merry Christmas. Of course, they ain't open today, but Merry Christmas from Southside Ford over there on Beach Boulevard. Well, ever since I heard white males in Jacksonville stand a 40% chance, greater chance of getting lung cancer, I've been hacking my lungs up. I am such a hypochondriac. I think I better go get a chest x-ray. But I'm afraid what they might find out. So maybe I'll just continue hacking and wheezing until I waste away. Actually, the real reason I'm afraid to go is I hear they give you barium enemas. That's all I need. Light up my intestines like Times Square. About 19 minutes after 8. You're at the Big 8 with the Grease Man. Yay! Yeah, and hearty wishes to everybody spending Christmas alone this year. A lot of calls from people saying, say hi to the servicemen stationed everywhere. Lady called wanted to say hi to her brother in Germany. I don't think we get in too clear. You never know. Wie geht's? Was machst du? Easy on the knockwurst. Yeah, I'll be spending Christmas alone so I can empathize. Yeah, I won't be going home for Christmas. I don't know. I guess it just... It wasn't possible. Every year at the Big Ape, somebody's got to stay there. We just can't turn off the radio station, so... I'll do my show this morning, and then I have to go on transmitter duty. And then I have to walk the grounds with the Dobermans they keep here on the weekends, so... I won't be going home for Christmas. I won't be smelling the good cooking in Palatka. I won't see all my relatives. I'll be here, making sure we stay on the air, like the lawmen must stay on the streets, and the firemen and the rescues and the electrical people and everybody else that keeps this country running while other people party. I'll be one of them. March them. Like, for example, when I get my car filled up with gas, I'll say... Rise again. The attempt.
They show regulars.
Hey, well, what are you complaining about? You got 600 G's. You could buy the damn gas station. I mean, I looked at a house the other day. It was on the water. I said, I don't know. Interest rates up 20%. They said, listen to who's complaining. Mr. 600 G's here is worried about 20% interest rates. I end up feeling like a fool, you know? I go to buy something, and if I should dare bargain, everybody looks at me like I've committed the most grievous sin. I mean, I wonder if I break my toe and I get to the emergency room, will the doctor say, hey, what are you worried about, Mr. 600 G's? Why don't you buy a prosthesis, and you won't have to cut the nail anymore? Well, it started getting to me today. You know, I'd call people up and say, what are you doing? They said, well, we're having a Christmas party. I said, hey, I got some extra eggnog. I could come over and bring it for the party. And they say, nah. No, sorry, Grease. We got all the place settings already set out. We estimated the amount of guests, and that's how much food we got. We can't afford any more. Unlike you, we do not have 600 G's. Well, so what? What about the 600 G's? I got it. You want me to be ashamed of it? All right, I'm ashamed of it. You want me to hang myself? I'll hang myself. Get off my back about the lousy sticking 600 G's. You think it makes me less of a man? You think I can buy love with 600 G's? I'm alone on Christmas. There are bums making $20 a week that have more fun on Christmas than I do with 600 G's. I called my mother up 5 minutes ago. I said, Mama, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to make it home for Christmas. I gotta do my show today, and then I got to go on transmitter duty when I get off, and then I got to go on guard duty when I get off after that. So I'm only going to have about 4 hours before I got to go to bed, so I really can't drive the Palatian back. She said, well, why don't you hire a Learjet, Mr. 600 G?
Meanwhile, at Santa's workshop, the elves couldn't be busier when suddenly...
What's that? Ah. Santa's workshop, elves speaking.
Hello, it's Nancy from the photomat store.
Nancy from the photomat store.
Nancy, how are you up there? Is it cold?
It's so cold.
Santa Claus is in the driveway.
Trying to jumpstart a reindeer.
Well, actually, I should get back to work here. I'm very busy myself.
You think you're busy. You don't know busy.
So you give away toys.
I'm giving away photomat film.
What? Are you been sucking up the eggnog, huh?
You don't believe me,
better
do you?
Keep that window open.
All right, just ask John the announcer.
Nancy's right.
Tell him, John.
Don't talk down to us, John.
For every roll of color print film brought into the photomat store for developing, you'll get a replacement roll of good, fresh photomat film.
Free. Participating stores.
Wow. This is photomat's way of reminding you that when Christmas rolls around...
Make sure you have some photomat rolls around.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, guys.
Incidentally, if you're shooting in 35 and serious about it, photomat is now developing a one-third bigger and altogether beautiful alternative to regular 35. The kind of quality only a custom lab could match at the kind of price they can. It's called Series 35, and it's worth it.
It's 24 minutes after 8 at the Big Ape. This here's the Grease Man, standing proud and tall, sucking in my gut, because here comes a high stepper I'm trying to impress. It's Dolly Parton on the Big Ape.
Huh? Here it is, Christmas Day, and right away you want to get on the good foot, get on the hood, to the bus stop here, to the bus stop there.
That's right, Greasy. We want to eat off on this day here.
Well, don't you ever want to stop boogieing down just for once in your life? Wouldn't you like to listen to a nice Montalbani?
Come on, Uncle Greasy.
Come on, Andre Castellanets.
Broaden your horizons. I mean, the world does not revolve and set around the Funky Five and the Doo-Wah Diddies.
Yeah, you hear that? How you talking, Uncle Green?
That's why we've got problems in this country. I mean, if you just stop snapping your fingers for 5 minutes, maybe we can pound some sense in your skull, isn't it?
You have 50,000 watts of power with the B-8. When you gonna rock with us?
Oh, all right, I'll rock with you. I swear it, I'll rock with you if that's what you want.
Uncle Greasy, I'm gonna get off on this new stereo.
New stereo? You want to test it out?
Yes.
All right, well, here, turn the bass all the way up and turn the volume all the way up and let me know when you've done it.
Okay, hold on for a minute.
All right.
Give this guy a test on that stereo. He'll never forget.
Greasy.
You.
Load it up.
Okay.
Talking on the radio now.
Here we go. See how this sounds.
Right.
Sound good to you, Wolfers and Tweeters? My pleasure, buddy. Merry Christmas, right here. Put this. Turn it up again. Turn it up loud. There you go. All the blessings to you, buddy.
Giving it up for your love. Everything.
Just calling up to wish you a Merry Christmas, and we all have to work, unfortunately.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I'm detecting a... Forgive me, sir.
Yes.
No disrespect intended, but I detect on the voice of the police chief of Flagler Beach a slight reading on the Yankometer.
Yes. Could it's very high on the Yankometer.
Where are you from, buddy?
New Jersey.
New Jersey! The police chief of Flagler Beach! It's a...
Yeah, but I'm getting to be a record now.
All right.
Dog.
You say dog?
Dog.
Well, that's a step in the right direction, sir, but surely you can't take away a lifetime of Yankee ways merely by saying dog.
McDonald's.
Oh, music man. Come on, I can get out with the Beach Boys sometime, blood.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Wait just a damn minute. Must we hear boom shakalaka? Hey, boom shakalaka.
No, I mean, give us some sophisticated, you know, music, man. Like, we can get off into that. All you think about is the turbulent times when blacks were down.
No, geez, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. All right, you want to hear it? I'll take a trip down to Zone 3 for you, just to show that I'm that kind of guy. Matter of fact, I was down in Zone 3 last night. I figured I would sing Christmas carols in the land of the downtrodden. No sooner did I get down to Zone 3 when I heard voices all around me saying,
"What you want, you white boy? What you want, you white boy? What you want, you white boy? What you want, you white boy?"
I said, "I have come on a holy quest. I have come down here to the land of the rat and roach to sing Christmas carols." They looked at me, scratched their heads, and said, "Say what?" I said, "You know, Christmas carols. Surely you've heard of Christmas carols, for crying out loud. The time of the birth of baby Jesus." They said, "Jesus? We ain't got no Puerto Ricans down here." You can imagine my shock last night when a delivery man came to the Grease Palace and said, "Package for the Grease Man," and I looked at it, and it was a Christmas present from my ex-wife. Well, there it was, wrapped in gaily covered paper. I figured, wow, she's a sport, no hard feelings, obviously. So I opened it up, and inside there was a hairy-looking... I screamed, I threw it up in the air, I said, "Oh, no, don't tell me my ex-wife has mailed me." I ran gagging into the kitchen, where I swilled out a couple of quick mouthfuls of eggnog, and finally managed to get rid of the vertigo. I said, "Get it away, get it away, get it away." That wench. I'll get even with her for it. I'll get even. 22 minutes after 9, here at the Big Ape, this is Grease Man. Ooh, swinging with Herb Alpert. Yes, Herb Alpert. And right, here's Uncle Greasy. The weather forecast is the only real thing that's happening today. It's the only real big news. It's going to be cold. Probably we're going to have the coldest night of the year tonight. It'll be brutal. It'll be vicious. It'll be completely unfeeling. The wind chill factor will be out of sight because it's been windy. Brackish wind blowing today. But at a high temp of 52 tonight, we'll be down around 28 degrees. Dear Lord, please, whatever we've done, we're sorry. Ease off a little bit, we pray. This evil play, monsieur. Let me see. Tomorrow, 50 degrees. Oh, it's going to be cold tomorrow, too. So be on your guard for a brutal assault from the heavens.
This is Grace Mann enjoying spending the joyous holiday with you, with Rudolph, and of course Randolph. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, yeah. Hey, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has got a brother name of Randolph. Yes, you see, Rudolph gets all the publicity because he's the first one. He leads the sleigh. But Randolph is the reindeer that is exactly, I mean, he is right behind Rudolph in the formation. And they're both about pretty equal ability. They fly just as fast, except Randolph doesn't stop quite as quickly as Rudolph. So they call him Randolph the Brown-Nosed Reindeer. It's 25 before 10 here at the Big A.V. The Grease Man with Diana Ross. Yeah, we'll do some shrieking, some laughing. We'll make the women quiver if one of them should die. Then we'll sit shiver. Maybe it's time we went back to the Palatka side of life. As great as Waylon and Willie. It's about 18 minutes before 10 here at the Big A.V. The Grease Man standing by for blessed relief on Christmas Day. So I can go home and get into the eggnog. Lady Gaganelli and I are going to spend a quiet Christmas rallying around the Christmas tree. Just enjoying the holiday and all of its blessed gifts. Speaking of boss jocks, let's play Stop That Boss Jock. The blindfold is affixed. I can see nothing. I will detect the name, the artist, and, well, what the hell. I feel pretty pricky. Even the year, it was a hit merely by hearing the first few beats of the tune. All right, maestro, if you would please let her rip. Tell me, love is spoonful, 1967, Summer in the City.
Town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city.
Jackie and the boys, Jacksonville's Big Ape with the Grease Man, setting up for blessed relief. We'll be shrieking, we'll be cutting up, we'll be howling with laughter. This is Maurice over here, his wife Ethel. This is Harriet Blasnalis. Oh, and here's my cousin I haven't seen in a long time. This is Willie. I said, Willie, how you doing? He said, good, good. He said, this shirt is nice. It's a little weird. We don't have weather this warm up in Teaneck, New Jersey.
I said, Teaneck, New Jersey!
And the host said, well, yes, he's from Teaneck, New Jersey, but he,
I said, you have a man from Teaneck, New Jersey, and your house is this, the most blessed of all holidays. Teaneck, are you out of your mind? The birth of our Savior is sacrileged by his foul presence on your manger seat. You would allow someone, as we celebrate his majesty from Teaneck, New Jersey, in your house? I can't believe it. And I walked up into his Christmas tree. I said, you don't deserve this tree. And I picked it up and I threw it against the wall. And one by one, I stepped on all the balls. I ripped the tinsel off. I took the lights and I wrapped them around that maggot from Teaneck, New Jersey neck. And I threw them on the ground. I said, which present is yours? They said, oh, the Vegematic. I picked up the Vegematic and I smashed it. I jumped up and down on it. I said, let me tell you something, buddy. This is Jacksonville, Florida, USA. You go back to Teaneck, New Jersey, and you foul somebody else's Christmas because you're not going to foul ours.
And then I excused myself and went off and took communion. That's cool in the gang. It's about 6 minutes before 10 at the Big A with the Grease Man. Yeah, we can squeeze in another couple before the news, I think. Just a couple of quick ones. I want to cherish every second with you, knowing full well that today you'll be with your family. I'll probably be the farthest thing from your mind. Let me play a little hungry music to signify our relationship. Something you'd like to tell me? Come on, I'd understand. What is it? You look so upset. No, I promise I'm not going to get mad. Now, come on. Will I stop using your belly button for an ashtray? Let me tell you something, young lady. I don't have to be lying here taking this kind of abuse from you. A million women around here that would let me use their belly button for an ashtray. And if you think for one minute you're too good to accept the ashes from my Camel cigarettes, well, you can be replaced. You keep that in mind, your little French trollop, you can be replaced. Christmas Day, I had a lot of fun lined up for us, but it's over to get out. I'm only kidding. You can stay. You see, Uncle Greasy just kidding. Well, that's it for me. I've given you my
my pound of flesh. Christmas Day, here I was. While you were enjoying your presents and your eggnog, here I was speckling the Sennheiser with the brackish expulsions of humanity. So I must dash off. I hope you have a really wonderful Christmas with all your family and friends. And let's get together tomorrow morning to review it, discuss it, and have all kinds of shrieking good times. So, all the best. Bundle up. It's cold outside. And drive extra careful. Arrivederci.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Some trails are happy ones, others are blue. It's the way you ride that trail that counts. Here's a happy one for you.
WAPE Jacksonville, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it is. Next, sick people.
This is a calendar with pictures of naked sick people on it.
Right.
Look at this.
Look at Miss March here.
With an IV bag hanging off her arm in an oxygen tent? You think this is stimulating?
Look at Miss June.
Oh.
Iron lung.
Oh, God damn, sir. You are the sickest man I have.
See your little feet there?
I see your little feet sticking out. Oh, geez, look at this guy here.
What is September.
Yeah, the double amputee. I can't believe.
Look at this one here. That's my favorite. Miss December.
Wait a minute. This is a calendar pin up for the naked sick people. This woman here, yeah, she ain't got no traction, no wounds.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, but how does she... But I don't see what... She's not sick.
She's already dead.
Before nine, this is a big
aim. Damage for one day or what, huh? All right, then, it's martini time!
La, 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 la.
Damage at long last, I can think of these screeching formula 16 stain headphones and never the crystal clear liquid that takes me so far away from all my problems and so far away from all my pain.
La, 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 la.
I trust you shall have a joyous and delightful day until bright and early tomorrow morning when once again we shriek anew. I bid you a fond arrivederci.